Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation by calling 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. You can also stop by and like us on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo. Small business creativity and community with a generous complement of spirituality. Now go on, go grab you something to drink, cup of coffee or tea, and come on back so we can start the conversation. Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted, and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really, I had no idea how important Mango would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to running to her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, because I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time. Sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Jebu Ami, Mommy. Alrighty then, that's Mango and Me from Full Moon Madness, the second half by yours truly, Cleo. How's everyone doing out there today on this delightful, delightful Wednesday here in downtown Lake Worth? We have got a most brilliant day, probably topping the heat charts at about 83 degrees. Humidity is probably relative at this point, somewhere up in the 70s. Nice little gentle breeze, probably about 8 to 10 miles. Look like it's coming out of the southwest. And for all of you that are still dealing with rain and slushy snow cleanup and Lord Jesus, Lamb Divine, for those of you out on the West Coast dealing with some of those fires, hopefully all of those have moved through and have come to pass, and we are still navigating and being patient with all that is out there, because impatience
doesn't really net anything. You know what I'm saying? Patience brings so much more, but impatience can only just get us into additional trouble, even if we didn't have any trouble to start with, right? All right, now you all know I gotta bring you up to snuff and get you into the vibration here as we are looking at a solar eclipse tomorrow in the astrological sun sign of Taurus. Now, Taurus, this is going to be a very potent time for you, as it will be for many fire signs and additional earth signs. So this eclipse will impact the whole of us. But remember, this is the second of a very rare three sets of eclipses in a row. Typically, they show up in pairs. So I want to make sure that you all continue to understand that this is all about new beginnings. It's about new projects. It's about getting your ducks in a row. It's about figuring out everything. It's about making sure that your communication is effective, making sure that things that you are starting now are as crystal clear as you can possibly make them, that everyone is on the same page, that we are prepared for the new adventure, which also means that it is an uncertain adventure, because if it's new, we don't know what it's going to look like. We also have to be wary not to judge the new adventure by any of the past adventures. I hear my phone going off. I want to make sure that you all can hear me. Make sure that my boss isn't ringing me up and saying, I don't hear a thing. But as long as I just got a heads up, you all can hear me just fine. You know, it's still, we're very, very far away from a Mercury retrograde still. However, with all of the solar flares and all of the massive amounts of activity, and Mercury will be in a position at sunset where you can actually see it, depending on what part of the country you're on. And so there are very, very active planets up in the sky tonight. And I would advise, if you have a clear night, I would very much so recommend going out there and just opening your energy up to all that is going on. And again, one of the most alarmingly delicious resolutions of the last eclipse, which is about bringing old things to an end and letting things go and watching things resolve themselves. And here we are celebrating the finding, the freeing, the freedom of these amazing, oh my God, I don't even know how I get welled up about these three young women who were taken. One young woman as long as almost 11 years ago, and she had some challenges, some mental and emotional challenges, and so she was taken at 20, and then the other two, respectively 13 and I believe 14. No, 13, and then I believe the other one was 16, 17, because she is now 27. As she is an adult with a six-year-old daughter. And there's so much that is being said. There's so much for us to sit back and think about with regard to something like that. And going with your, what one of my attorneys calls, is my spidey sense. That's his comfort zone. I love him for it. But my partner and I are two old women who we sit in our window all the time. We're watching our neighbors, not to be nosy. We're watching our neighbors to take care of our neighbors. You understand? That's how we do it in Lake Worth, you know. And if we see somebody walking down the street, we take a little bit harder look. We make people know that we are indeed watching. And we know each other. We know each other's faces. So we also know when there's someone in another area that isn't quite right. And we also recognize when there may be some interesting things going about. I know that certainly it is difficult nowadays not to be jaded to assist people, because sometimes you can get yourself in more trouble while you think you are assisting someone. But, you know, if you follow your heart, like that amazing man, Mr. Charles Ramsey, are you loving him? I am loving me some Mr. Ramsey. When I watched the interview with Anderson Cooper didn't even know what to do with Mr. Ramsey. You hear me, Mr. Ramsey? Mr. Ramsey, I just want to say from my lips to your ears, star, I do believe that you are a hero. I appreciate your candor. I appreciate your swagger. I appreciate your style. And much like any mother on the face of this planet, we all pray for individuals like you. We appreciate you, no matter that it was our child. I have a giant goosebump across my body, but I appreciate you as a mother. I appreciate your courage, and I even appreciate that you did not ignore Amanda Barry's cries for help, even though you were yamming on your McDonald's Big Mac. Bless your heart. I have a feeling you might have Big Macs and anything else you want from McDonald's for the balance of your life. And one other thing, if you all didn't hear or have not seen this interview with Mr. Ramsey, he has declined the reward. He said, give it to the girls. And one other thing that he said that really resonated with me, and certainly some of you out there might say, well, Miss Cleo, I don't know that that's a good message. Ah, piss off. He said to Anderson Cooper, he said, once he realized that man was raping these girls, he said, if he'd have known that before, he said, this might be a very different interview and I might be looking at 3 counts of murder. He said, I'm just telling you what I'm saying. You understand? And he was very earnest about that, because you all know as well as I know, there are a lot of things that people in prison and penitentiaries will tolerate. They do not tolerate rapists. They do not tolerate pedophiles. That is not in their vibration, and they will be putting all of them into special quarters so that they won't get a beat down. Wherever. Sure. I saw Mr. like Mr. Ramsey, you know. But I gonna shut my mouth, because what did I say yesterday on my Twitter? Make sure you think before you speak, email, tweet, our text. All right, my dears, we're going to take one quick break here, and then we're going to come back and talk about 21st century technology. Is this progress, or is this a limitation? Or could it be a part of both? So by all means, go get you your Fresca, go get you your Diet Coke, go get you your Pepsi One, whatever it is you're drinking. If it's your Red Bull, your energy, come on back. And if you feel inclined, give me a call at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. I'm looking forward to hearing what you all have to say about this. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo2, for keeping the planet in mind. Have a special event coming up, like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love. White Apron Catering. Elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for 4 or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic, and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate.
so the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985. In Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway. And tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around.
I know some of you think that I really have issues with food. I promise I don't have an addiction. But I'm pretty sure my boss, he has a food porn addiction. You ever hear of food porn? Food porn is where you really just, you can glean an appetite from just looking at the pictures. I'm sorry. I tickled myself. I know he's tuned in. So he is skin over in a him office right now. Skin over. People probably are walking by the door and say, what is that man laughing at? Because much like me, he has a very healthy laugh. And so if you get the two of us, you get the two of us, he's tweeting as we speak, in a one room, that's a whole heap of laughter noise. But if that's the noise you have to hear, what a wonderful day. Just quickly want to send out some love to a couple of my family out there. To Miss Nitra Sit, I'm right there with you, baby, all the while. To my dear friend Ilda, to my granddaughter Gabby and her amazing mom, which is also my daughter, Miss Tatiana, to my dear loves out there, Marissa, G-Mama Fitness, and all of my beautiful godchildren there, and to so many of mine out there, I love you, I miss you, I hope you're getting ready for a wonderful summer. All right. Now let's get to the task at hand. So, Ms. Cleo, why'd you come up with this topic? Well, you know, we've been talking a lot about CISPA, and then on Monday's show, we talked about all of this need to have all of these connections, text, email, by. And again, I just wanted to clarify, for those of you who listen to Monday's show, I mentioned those specific credit cards because those are issued on behalf of the brand name by Community Bank. Many things are going on with credit cards straight across the board, but these brand merchandisers have just changed, or they have just come on with Community Bank, and these are the changes that have happened in that. So I just wanted to bring that back around full circle just to make sure that we're clear. Alrighty then. You know, I if we sit back and we look. You know, I looked at this thing with these amazing, these God, they were so protected, these young women. And I look at all of the cameras that we have out there, right? We have cameras everywhere. Those cameras enabled the FBI and the other military installations, or the other militia, you know, the police, whomever, the sheriff, National Guard, to capture the two gentlemen who were behind the bombings in Boston. Certainly there was footage, and there is always footage from the banks, and there's footage from the gas stations. Wherever you are at, if you stop, look up, wave, and smile, 98% of the time, somebody's taking your picture. And while we see the red light cameras, you know, because they started to put them in at some of the more major intersections here in South Florida, we also know that the drones are active and that the drones can actually see you sitting in your car, whatever you're doing. So once upon a time, back in my much, much, much younger days, you could make out in the backseat of your car. And really all you had to worry about is either a friend playing a joke or the cops coming to tell you to move on because you fog up your windows. Mm-mm. It's not happening like that anymore. Whoever is monitoring the drones, they get to see all of your business, whether you're making out, whether you're rolling a joint in the front seat, whether you're sipping on a little Ray and Nephew in the passenger seat, whatever the case, which it shouldn't be. But I'm just saying, whatever it is that you're doing, somebody somewhere is watching you. Now, are they watching you in real time? Well, maybe they are, or maybe they aren't. However, they are monitoring every single email. They are monitoring every ping on your credit card, on your driver's license. Someone somewhere is tracking your every single move. No matter, about the only place that you are probably safe, and if I start to sound far away, it's very hot here and my doggie has herself outside, so I'm going to let her in. However, comma. Cece, you're making mommy look bad. You know, people are going to start getting testy. Okay, here come, guys. I'm so sorry. So if you are just wondering about, you know, how much of our privacy have we given up without them even asking us? You understand? These are just things that are in motion. And I don't know that we as a collective, as a republic, had an opportunity to vote on these things, per se. You understand? But it's interesting to me, in all of this, the merchandising, the marketing, the battle cry is, these things will make you safer in the long run. If you allow us to do this, that, and the other, this will make you safer in the long run. I say, well, what do you mean by that, Ms. Cleo? Of course we know what Homeland Security is saying and what this is saying. And okay, I'm not necessarily talking about that. But let's look at all of these amazing devices. Just the other night, I saw the gentleman who used to host America's Most Wanted, and he is advertising a little device, which is for children, which is for elderly, which is for just about anyone who wants to have something that they can push one button and it gets them to a live caller that has the ability to contact the ambulance, the hospital, 911, whatever the case may be. They even showed an example of someone staying on the phone with a woman who wanted to have somebody on the phone with her while she walked to her car. And all of this is about making sure, or so we are told, about us being safe, all right? And I can't say that there's anything wrong with the basic premise of that. Certainly to have someone on the phone that you know can push a button and have police to you in no time at all. Because you now have this little device in your hand that also has a GPS on it. And so it can locate you wherever you're at. They showed another example of a little boy who was lost like in an area there where there might be some sightseeing. And he was lost, and he pressed his little button on this little, could be more than about 2 or 3 inches long, not less than 2 inches wide. And he pressed the button. Somebody came on and said, "What can I help you with?" And he says, "I can't find my mommy. I'm scared." So he stays on the line. They track the GPS. They call the mother. They tell the mother the boy is over by the steps. You understand? And I said, "Whoa, wow." Now, when you look at that at the face of things, and if we take ourselves right back to this amazing story that has been unfolding in the last 36 hours, if any of these girls had had cell phones, had had this little device, then certainly, for the most part, we can't say it's an absolute, but certainly for the most part, there's a greater possibility that they would have located any of these girls within hours, as opposed to 10 years. And you say, well, then, Cleo, then that type of thing is a good thing. That's not the same as the drones, and that's not the same as the red light lights, and that's not the same as a camera system outside of a gas station or a camera system within a bank. Those places need it. I'm not saying that they don't. I would tend to agree with you that it is a bit nice to have so many eyes when one person can only keep their eyes on only so much. But to have so many eyes and to be recording what is going on, I absolutely am behind that kind of protection. I genuinely am. However, comma, I'm genuinely a bit concerned about this zeal that we all have that accompanies this protection concept. We have this zeal to have the newest, the latest, the greatest, and the fastest. And each and every one of these newest, greatest, fastest, whatever, they come with this very keen, similar to a fingerprint or a thumbprint, and that is your IP address. It's kind of like a cyber fingerprint. You understand? Because they can track. Now, for the everyday Joe Schmo, you and I don't know how to come up with 25 IP addresses. That's not my skill. I'm sure some of you within the sound of my voice, that's your skill. It's not my skill. So I'm going to have my one little IP address, and that's what it's going to look like. And they're going to be able to locate me, and they're going to be able to see what I'm doing. I mean, even on now, it's not even about efficiency. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's about the distraction. It's about, ooh, look what I have. And in the moment, each time you purchase or you upgrade this one next piece of technology, even when you get the free apps have the right to go into your phone book, into your email address book. We have to be mindful to look at all of the fancy bangles and dangles and then unoffer read the small print. And it's quite spooky because there are individuals who have the capacity to hack into whatever. I'm not always worried about the hackers, though, as an everyday person, because I really don't think they want to fuck with me, per se. You know, excuse me. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit dry. For the most part, when they go into these databases and these data banks that some of these large brand companies, absolutely, they're going in to take information that they feel that they can utilize to make money. Those are the crooks. And certainly there are all manner of things that you and I can do as individuals to navigate the crooks. We do not need the greater whole writing laws and telling us what to do in order to protect ourselves. We do have to be accountable for our own participation. Now, I did have somebody say that, you know, somebody just tweeted in, well, Ms. Cleo, a lot of times when people are talking, when we are approached with the propaganda that this is better for you and this is about prevention and this is about assistance and this is about protection. And a lot of the measures, someone just tweeted, a lot of those measures are really not about protecting us. A lot of those measures are about invading our space. I have someone who's in the techie world out there now who says a lot of the tech measures are not about prevention, but more about the U.S. ability to react and do it fast, track you quick. Okay, see, I just got a goosebump. Because that was said more succinctly than what I had said. Rastafari. You hear what me I say? I got to read that again, you know. That's from one of my tech heads out there. A lot of the tech measures are not about prevention, but more about the US, meaning US, ability to react and do it fast, track you quick. And I, you know, really, that doesn't feel good, you know. That it really doesn't feel good, because where then have we gone with our right to privacy and our freedom to move about the cabin? You understand? Without care, without being concerned that somebody is peeking into my bedroom window. You understand? And at some point in time, they can put this information anywhere, share it off anywhere. You know, I just, again, I give you those of you who were following the show last year, there was a vet who had his daughter, a Vietnam vet, whose daughter had asked him to get life alert, all right? And so that he was a very ill man, a very, very low lung capacity, shuffled around the house because he was so ill. And accidentally one evening, he depressed his life alert button. And the police were contacted, and long story short, and it just makes me sick to my stomach, the man who was a 68-year-old, I believe, veteran, who put his life on the line for this country, and this man was killed in his hallway by the police, who were contacted by Life Alert. And the gentleman was quite, I'm heartbroken because this was in White Plains, New York. And it is most unfortunate that this is how this thing that was supposed to protect this man, you understand what I'm saying to you? This was supposed to protect him. And it wound up being the vehicle that killed him. Now, of course, these police officers were not reprimanded, and that's another story, most frustrating. And I may put it up in the best of while I'm gone, just so you all have some input and some intel on this. And they didn't give it a lot of airplay, which disturbed me, because I believe, as far as I have kept up with the story, the family is still trying to sue the state of White Plains Police Department, and to also hopefully get the FBI involved with the investigation. But that, like I said, that's a perfect example where one of these devices, it is all about the technology, that did not work. Certainly, are there cases where these things may work? Absolutely. But you all remember when the iPhone did the Google Maps, they restructured their maps, all right? And in Australia, people were getting so lost that they had to be rescued from the outback because the mechanism had gotten so many people lost. And this is really why they got such bad press, because if you all didn't hear about that, it was happening consistently around the planet with anyone who owned an iPhone. Now, I sit back with my conspiracy theorist rebel mindset, and I think if they really wanted to confuse us, they could send us in the wrong direction, right? And then there we would be. Whoever was trying to get wherever they were trying to get, there we would be. So it seems like it's a very fragile system, any of it, because it can be corrupted. Now, who is doing the corrupting? We don't know. And for what purpose? That's even another question. But I concern myself, again, with this precept that we all want to run out there and jump on the bandwagon. We all want to run out there and say, ooh, this is so much fun. Foursquare, I can hold up my phone, stand somewhere, and everybody will know. I can know that my friend is over here in this donut shop. I can know that so-and-so is over there in the dry cleaner. And I can know that so-and-so is down at the supermarket along the way. I don't know about you all, but I'm a little too fucking paranoid for everybody to know my rotted business. I don't necessarily want you to know where I be. And let me tell you something about this whole Skype thing. I love Skype. Don't get me wrong. But years ago, when people made the joke about the video screen telephone, you understand, and these kinds of things, I said, no, Jesus, that way you have to go ahead and clean your house every day because people will be able to look in. You can't chat, you know, with curlers in your hair. You can't roll your eyes, otherwise they'll know that you're rolling your eyes. There will be no privacy. You'll be able to see into my complete vibration. And while the phone is close, it's just not close enough. And I like that. But with this Skype thing, boy, now you can do it without the video camera. Those of you out there, Ms. Cleo, you don't have to go on camera. Trust me, I know this. Because you don't look like what you think you're going to look like. However, again, you know, we're talking about accessibility of not your friends or the people that you know. We are talking about accessibility by folks who try to run CISPA past us. We are talking about accessibility where you have banks saying to you that if we think we can reach you at that email, at that cell number, at that landline, that they can trace you back from any email, text, or cell phone to whomever you know in the event that they might need to collect their money. That's the way that they can go about it. Again, very, very disturbing to me. Those of you who are quite aware, you know, I got nothing bad to say about Obamacare per se. But for those of you who do not know, Obamacare bill, the chip, honey, that is in the language of the actual bill. The actual Obamacare, the actual Obamacare, are what they're calling it is the RFID chip implant. And, you know, there are folks out there saying it's not true. If you go and you read the actual verbiage on the Obamacare bill, you will see they do not call it a chip. However, they do indeed tell you that there will be some type of device, all right? Some type of device that will be given to people in order to monitor what's going on. Now, some people are saying, well, maybe that'll just be an extra something in your driver's license, because most of you know you have the driver's license for that has that little black strip on the back of it. You know what I'm saying? And they run that through, and that gives them all manner of information about you on the spot. If they pulled you over, if you go to the emergency room, you stick that driver's license in, that gives them a whole set of information. And I don't know that you all understand that that's just how it works. Now, if you want to go and you want to read the bill, then go and take a look at HR 3200 and look for the verbiage. I am trying to look for it as well. As I have it here, it may be on page 2310 in that one. Or let's see. Maybe I've got it right here. But that disturbs me. But again, guess what? They've given you health care. So certainly you should be open to them giving you some type of device. Now, whether they implant it, attach it to my my driver's license, or whatever they attach it to, I am quite concerned about the dynamic that they are going to be monitoring it with some type of device. Once again, they do not call it a chip. They do not call it an RFID chip. They are talking about some type of device that would allow them to track who is taking part in Obamacare. This way, they talk about this mechanism, because also all of your medical records will be kept and tracked with this device. And this is now for you all that are looking up the final text, and this is the one that actually got billed. The text is HR 3590. Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And even if you go on ABC News, there is more than just one network that has talked about this verbiage in the Obamacare. Again, I am not knocking the whole act, but we're sitting up here and we're keeping it 100. And what they did is ABC apparently did a kind of anecdotal poll, whatever their polls look like, that 40%, 42% of Americans are even unaware of the law, and that it is in place to even begin with. So I don't want you all to be caught slipping. I don't want you all to be surprised. But this piece of technology, whatever they will call it in the future, whether it be chip or not, will store so much information about you. It will also have your address. It will more than likely have anything that has to do with you and your ability to pay or not pay, or to show that you are following all of the rules that fall under Obamacare. So I don't want you all to be taken aback by this. Like I said, they are not using the term chip, but I am going to find this verbiage and get it back out there to you all. But I found it, because when somebody said, oh my gosh, they're going to use a chip, I said, oh please, you guys are always coming with these scary, frightening things. Well, then I went down the rabbit hole myself and found that, again, the term chip is not used, but they are speaking to a tracking device that will allow them to A, B, C, and D. It may indeed have a very, very different initial assignment, but know that the assignment will be much different. And so you all get out there and make sure that you make notes. And I'm going to put it up. Somebody tweeted me, three words, Miss Cleo, the Patriot Act. No fucking Rastafari, right? And here's the deal. We don't have to lay down and succumb to this, folks. This is the thing. Understand that often they will package something up for appearance's sake, so that we can perceive that it's all in our best interest, or how wonderful this is, and you will be the it person. Again, when they first came with OnStar, those of you who have OnStar systems in your car, they came with OnStar back in the late 80s. That's not new. And I remember saying to myself, no, my dear, that's entirely too much fucking control. I don't want you to be able to unlock my car, because you know what that means? That means you can lock me in my car. You understand? I knew a gentleman some years ago, or the used car salesman lot, you know, used cars lot, and he didn't worry about paying a repo man in the event somebody didn't pay their car note on time. You know why? Because he had made the investment of putting in wireless remote kill switches on each and every one of his cars. So if you didn't pay your car note and you skipped your little happy ass out the front door to go get in your car, guess what? That fucker wouldn't turn over. There was no starting. And all he had to do was activate that kill switch from his office. You see, again, that's just a little too much. And here's the deal. They didn't tell any of the people buying their used cars that they were doing that. And listen to Miss Flo on Progressive. They've got this cute little thing that lets you track all of your driving. Are you freaking kidding me? So you want Flo to know everywhere you go? You see, they design it, they package it, and it feels very wonderful, and we celebrate it, and we put a little dance, and we put a little joke, and then everybody wants one. Not me. Let me tell you something. Sometimes I go to websites. I have a really high level of cookies on my laptop. You go to websites, and they want to know. They tell you now. They want to track you. You want to know. Allow. I don't have my GPS data on my phone on, but that don't mean they ain't tracking it. I won't drive a newer car, because instantaneously, like I said, they're tracking them. And I'm not saying that this gentleman that I know, actually did a little business with him. He was a client for a little bit. But, you know, this is not a bad person. But this is the way that he sought and found to protect his investment. Now, it's not nearly as invasive. But once again, if we compare that technology to OnStar technology, OnStar technology was the granddaddy and the grandmama. You understand? And so now people have OnStar. Oh, you don't get your keys locked in the car. They can open your car door. They can tell you where you are. They can give you all kinds of assistance right there by talking to the little microphone in your rearview mirror. Now, probably what they haven't told you is not only is there a microphone, but there's probably a camera. Now, it might be dormant and perhaps there's a switch. They got to flip to get it on. But once again, it is disguised. And let me give you another perfect example. I think I told you all about this the other day. Went to go to Macy's and we did a little shopping. And they asked my partner, she was in line first, they asked my partner if she would like to have a paperless concept, and that they would just simply email the receipt to her email address, right? And she's thinking she's got a BlackBerry, no problem. Well, here was the deal. She never got to physically look on that receipt, and she had been charged more than she should have on a sale item. The only reason she realized that is because I bought the same sale item, and they tried to overcharge me as well. Now, was that a mistake in the computer? Absolutely. I didn't take it personally. But here's the deal. Oh, here, would you like to save a tree? Don't let us print your receipt. All right? We don't want to print your receipt. We want to save a tree. We're going to reduce the paper. But let me tell you something. She'd have paid more money for what she was buying if it hadn't been for me, because she didn't have the receipt there. You see what I'm saying? No, I need a receipt in my hand. I recycle. You understand? I don't add to the problem. I recycle. I need for that receipt. I need it for everybody's purposes, business's purposes, taxes purposes, write-off purposes. I need that receipt in my hand. I need to be able to look and see if the math makes sense to me. But you see, we often get proposed with this wonderful concept. Here, it does this wonderful and it does that wonderful. But again, if we're not careful, we are the ones that are going to come up short. We are the ones that are going to get caught slipping, because we will have voluntarily, my dears, like the rats that followed the Pied Piper. And for those of you who are too young to know that story, sorry, but that's what we'll be. We will just be running off and running into the water. Because we will have given up every absolute freedom. I am sorry. I am still quite breathless and speechless about how quickly the city of Boston and 5 surrounding suburbs were shut down in what seems like less than 30 minutes to me. And shut them down the entire day. And busting 3,000 police officers. Wow. Like my friend said on Twitter, they want to be able to react and track you quick. 1, 2, 3. You understand? That's the way it's going to look. You have parents. You have all of these new business endeavors that are coming out of how to track and how to protect. You know, so next they'll be coming with the backpack that has the little button that you can press and call the police, as well as that backpack will also convert into a bulletproof vest. And I'm not being facetious. I'm not even trying to be funny. I saw a story on a company that this is what they're doing. They are creating backpacks and different accessories for children that are bulletproof. Wow. I'm not even sure what to do with that, but that's a different situation. But again, you know what my concept is. If we are creating the fear, then there is quite something else going on out there, something else that they want us to be distracted from. Not to say that there is not validity in the distraction. I just am a little bit offended by the way that they use it. So again, I say to you all, be very mindful when you're on the phone, and sometimes when you're on hold, you don't hear them telling you that they're going to record your conversation. That alone should be a heads up for you to write down what it is you want to say. No question that you have to answer. You understand, from any of these individuals at the call center. Call center might not even be in America. All right? So know your rights. And some of you say, well, Ms. Cleo, knowing your rights can also get you arrested. I hear you, boss. I'm not telling you that it's not a slippery road right now. Bujo would say it's not an easy road. You understand? Because so many things have changed. But if we are mindful in the way that we navigate, if we stay attentive to the greater agenda, and that we start to pull back and we start to say, yeah, no, I'm not really enjoying that privacy. I mean, look at the continual privacy issues with Facebook. You understand? As well as other social media vibrations, where they have really tried to push the envelope. And the only way that the envelope has been restricted is that we have either spoken up, we have barked about it, or we have done something about it. And we are not ever going to be able to step away from that. We have to continually stay vigilant and mindful, not only to the powers that be, but to our everyday brethren, to the left and to the right of us, and say, yo, dog, man, you want them to know about everything you're buying? You want them to know about everything that you track? You want them to know how you spend your money? I don't think they need to know all of that. Hell, I don't want my best friend knowing all of that. And seriously, unless I tell her. But I don't want you to be able to watch every move that I make. Whenever I hear that word ping, yeah, we got a ping over here. Rastafari, ping. Wow. When I come from a time, my dear, oh my goodness, I thought my youngest had a beeper. And it was for one reason, was to be able to tell her when it was time to come home from playing. And she was never that far away, but that was the purpose. So I didn't have to open up the back door, the front door, and scream her name like I didn't have any good sense. And that was the only reason that she had a beeper, because she had a bad sense of memory, so she couldn't keep up with the time. Time was on the beeper, and the beeper was a gentle reminder. You understand? And that was the long and the short of it. And back in those days, it really wasn't about keeping up with someone and tracking them that way. Certainly, they have been tracking many things for a very long time. They are just now informing us of the things that we are tracking. And I think it is very big of them to let us know daily what personal freedoms and liberties we are giving up. So the next time that really delicious app comes out, or the next time you sign up for something at a website and you just say, oh, it's okay, I don't mind, or you sign up for that app which tells you where everybody that you know in your phone book is, stop and think. Read the conditions of the app on your phone. They will tell you what permission you give them to move through your business. You do better to pay for the app, even if it is 99 cents. They are a bit less invasive. Understand, the apps are free because they get all of your information and then they resell it how much time, see? So again, it is not always about us pointing the finger at the powers that be and talking about what they're doing to us. Sometimes we have to take that very finger and point it back at ourselves and say, where is our responsibility? Where is our accountability? And how do we be more active and more proactive in protecting the rights that are very clearly ours, that we have fought for, that we have laid down our lives for, that we have had family and friends who have gone to war for, in order for us to be participatory in the way that our journey and our life is going to look in these United States. We sit and we read the papers about what's going on in Iraq and what's going on in Europe and what's going on over here, and we shake our heads and say, never in America. And I'm going to tell you, brethren, that's not the case. It's just packaged up and bowed up a little bit differently. But it is indeed our personal responsibility. We are not just fighting for our rights, our privacies, and our protections for us right now. This is for the future of my grandchildren. And so for me, because I am very territorial, I want to fight for that right now. I got to make sure that we stay talking about this kind of thing because it's important. And I'm hoping to bring people that have a little bit more savvy about this. And we're going to bring them to the table, man. And we're going to have the conversations that other folks aren't having because we're going to keep it 100. You know that. But we like to keep it 100 with knowledge. All right. So look here, we're going to take one quick break and then I am coming right back and we are going to do a few announcements and then we are going to close the show. So let's say hello to those folks out west at Bednar Farms. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 U.S. 441, Boynton Beach, Florida, 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. All right, my dears. Look here. Friday is the last day to follow Creole Love One at Creole Love One, put in hashtag CWC, and you will be automatically entered to have a chance at winning one of the two newest vibrations from Creole Love, the More Better Body Butter, and that will be Paradise as well as Chance from the Jacques Collection for Men. So that is the last day, is at 11:59 p.m. on Friday, May the 10th. Now, also, my last show before we go on hiatus will be on Monday. By all means, please continue to download any track that you have really become fond of or the entire CD. Leave me a review on whichever site that you are downloading the CD from. Let me know how you feel about it. Let me know how you don't feel about it. It certainly is welcome. And the 9 of you that submit your reviews after you have downloaded a track or the CD will be selected to co-host with me throughout the end of 2013. And while that may not sound like a whole lot of fun right off the top, I like surprises and we keep it rolling lovely. So you have no idea. I just might show up at your house no matter where you live and say, come on, let's have a conversation. I'll have my laptop with me and my microphone and we can get it busy. Huh? It'll be a wonderful thing. And I thank you all for continuing to participate. And I thank you all for giving love to Creole Love. All right, my dears, we are just about coming up on time. It is an amazing Wednesday. I have much to do to get prepared for tomorrow's solar eclipse. So I have a little shopping to run out there and do, spread some love, make it back out to the water. To all of my Taurians, I wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. And know that this is your time for building. Also on that flip side, today is my daddy's birthday. If I didn't mention that at the top of the show, I'm going to mention it at the bottom of the show. And if I did, I don't care because I love my daddy. Happy birthday, daddy. I know you can hear me wherever you're there. Alrighty, so the nice lady on my computer, you know, I don't know if you all can hear her when I do. She always tells me how much time I have left. With all of that being said, I'm going to check one more time with my boss, make sure he is up. No, he's just retweeting what I said. I love you all. Have a beautiful day. Remember, 50% of the people aren't going to like you. So we're going to spend all our time, all our love, and all our energy on the 50% that do. Peace. Thank you so much for dropping by today to join the conversation. I hope that you took away something new, and I hope that you go and share it with somebody close to you. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, live at 2:30 p.m. Be a part of the economic evolution. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com.